This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Asking the speaker to withdraw their Sheer Act silencer bill and then also armor-piercing bullet bill to pass the bipartisan King-Thompson bill on background checks, common sense background checks, ban the bump stocks,
some sort of action on gun control, part of the discussion happening in Washington. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start because that affects all of us in this country. The battle over the Second Amendment or just the battle over responsible gun rights and those who hold guns. We talk about it a ton here on ATN. So the House Minority Leader Pelosi said in a town hall meeting, which was hosted by a network, that CNN, we're never going to rest until we get this done. And she took a question from Bob Patterson. It was a man whose wife was killed in the attack. He asked her point blank, what are you going to do to prevent these future mass shootings? So she called for the ramping up of background checks, said that House Speaker Paul Ryan has to form a committee for lawmakers to work together on gun control. I agree that lawmakers should work together on coming up with some really sound objectives, but what would those objectives be? Pelosi said she believed it would be possible to ban bump fire stocks, which the shooter appeared to use in order to allow the semi-automatic weapons to fire at such a rapid pace. We know we've certainly talked about that a ton. Obviously, we'll have some of that discussion here on this version of ATN. Also coming up at the end of the hour, your chance to nail the score as we do our weekly football thing, meaning I pick the game of the week. You call in, you tell me who you think is going to win. You don't have to know anything about football. And what you think the final score will be, if you correctly nail the score, you win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. Probably somebody who wouldn't be in on our game nail the score would be Justin Duckham, as he's not necessarily a huge sports fan from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm a baseball guy. I'm looking forward to that. Tomorrow we have our, first postseason game, and in true D.C. sports tradition, we probably won't do very well, but nevertheless, I'm still excited. So I'm taking mild objection to that, but, for the most part, you're right.
Well, I got you on the baseball because it'll be exciting to see what happens with the Nationals. As you know, I also do a show on NBC Sports Radio. It's syndicated, and I've talked to pretty much everyone from the Nationals lineup. So they're feeling really pumped. Justin, you should feel good. Steven Strasburg says, I don't care what Justin says. I don't care what they say. We're going to win this one against the Cubs to open things up out at Nationals Park in Washington. So we could have a debate over that. But how about Nancy Pelosi stepping right into it with this town hall and calling for all these possible roads to take for gun legislation? But we've said this. Everybody keeps talking about the fact, saying it's not right. It's not right. It's not the right time for it. Is there going to be a big press for it though? Now all of a sudden,
I mean, probably not in the way that Nancy Pelosi and a lot of people on the left would like to see it. Obama, towards the end of his administration, was sort of resigned to the fact that this was going to be a lot harder than many people realized. He noted that we had situations under his presidency in which a congresswoman was shot in the head, in which a, school filled with children was, they were brutally murdered, and nothing really changed then, and the political will didn't necessarily move in that direction. And things have only gotten worse since then, not just with Vegas and the Pulse nightclub and with Steve Scalise being shot, but with this latest event as well. And so, there's probably not going to be the political will shifting, since that just seems to, you know, just not be within the cards. But there was a small shift today in which the NRA came out and said that they would essentially support regulations on bump stocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they said that they would like the ATF to take a look at this, saying that they believe that they should be subjected to additional regulations. House Republicans have said that they are open to this as well. Democrats in the Senate and the lower chamber have been pushing for this. And the White House has also said that they are open to a conversation for this. So, you know, while a lot of the bigger things that Democrats have called for over the years are probably going to be unheeded, this one is going to be moving forward, since all of the people who are involved right now, the people who really control Washington and have the power on this, seem to be moving in that direction.
Yeah. So, I thumbs up to that. I think that's great that the discussion is going in that direction, and with the NRA saying that, that's a big push, certainly. The president, in the meantime, was at a dinner with the military leaders on Thursday, and he was in the background yelling out to reporters when they were yelling questions to him that it was the calm before the storm. He didn't explain. He just said, "We have the world's greatest military people in the room, I'll tell you that." And it could be the calm before the storm. Again, he reemphasized that. So what is the calm before the storm? Is it Iran? Is that what it is? Because he plans to decertify the Iran nuclear deal next week. Do you think that's it?
You know, I can honestly tell you that I have no idea. And frankly, this piece of news has been kind of keeping me up a little bit. You know, late tonight has been sort of the source of a lot of heartburn, just because that is, you know, a very troubling sort of thought to leave reporters off with. You know, he has been certainly hyping up his language against North Korea, telling Rex Tillerson not to, you know, deal with Little Rocket Man, and essentially what has to be done is going to be done. We've had him saying that he has made a decision on the Iran deal, which is likely going to be not certifying it. And then, of course, it could also just be a shift in the sense that there could be another personnel decision coming up. You know, earlier tonight we got some additional reports coming in that Trump is apparently furious at Rex Tillerson. We know that there are some members within the White House realm who have apparently made a pact amongst themselves to, you know, quit en masse if others are fired within that group. There's been, I believe, at least one report suggesting that. So, you know, there are a lot of storms that the president is capable of kicking off. And it really is just one of the world's most depressing guessing games, I guess, to figure out which one he was referring to.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There's no way to know where any of that that ends up. Anything new on the Russian hack front? Because that was obviously a story just the other day, and just the pursuit, I suppose, of the investigation. It just continues with the former ex-FBI director who's saying that, you know, that he interviewed the president, I guess, of this. He interviewed, there's a report that he said he interviewed Trump Russia dossier author in the summer.
Yeah.
Dossier author, yeah. So what does that mean?
You know, so that is essentially what a lot of investigators have been trying to get. There have been a lot of efforts to try to reach Christopher Steele. That apparently is something that was not able to be done by the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's what they said yesterday during a press conference. And so now at least one person has spoken to them. And according to the Senate Intel chairs, that was a very key conversation.
They're trying to figure it out. Yeah, we're out of time. Thanks. We'll talk about that on the flip side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As Jesse Duckham just told us a few moments ago on America Tonight out of D.C., everybody's looking for the British spy. That's that dossier that we were talking about that was written that the investigators for the Russia special counsel, Robert Mueller, this summer interviewed. And they've got these claims about President Trump during last year's election, but they're not substantiated. So where are you? Christopher Steele, that's the deal. He's a former MI6 officer, identified, you know, some Russian business executives and others in this dossier who U.S. intelligence analysts conclude were intelligence officers are working anyway in behalf of the Russian government. So where are you, Christopher Steele? Maybe you're listening to America Tonight. If you are, please call us. In all seriousness, that it is a big deal. That's why everybody's trying to figure out where he is, more news of who he is, that kind of stuff, because the intelligence agencies, especially the CIA and the FBI, they took that document pretty seriously, enough to keep it from the public. The report released last month on all the whole Russia meddling stuff. Yeah, so that dossier is, again, a thorn in the side of the presidency, and it's all these claims about what was happening during the election. But here's the thing. In January, even James Clapper, who was the director of national intelligence at the time, he said U.S. spy agencies hadn't made any judgment that the information in the document was reliable. So they made sure they said that. And they didn't divulge very much. Now, Mueller, on the other hand, they're saying he's using this as the roadmap for the whole investigation. So this is it. He's got this out. He's looking through this, combing through it. This is what the hunt has been about. So this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. And remember, Trump has slammed the Moscow investigation as a witch hunt because Russia has repeatedly denied any meddling in the election. And then, again, Trump saying it's a witch hunt. Steele did not meet with congressional investigators in the whole Russia probe. With Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Richard Burr from North Carolina is, you know, out of his mind, I understand, expressing massive frustration that he's rejected the request to meet with the panel, that he won't do it. So they're investigating this huge Russian network of, interference, and they have to nail down the credibility. So how can the committee, let's be honest, really decide the credibility of this dossier without understanding things like who paid for it, right? Doesn't that make sense? Of course it makes sense. And, you know, this is tight as a drum. They're not responding to anything. I mean, they're not responding to anything. All right, let's go to Dan, who's listening to us, I believe, in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Okay, Kate, I got some information for you. Look, this dossier was put forward to Trump in the early days when he didn't want to listen to what the State Department had to say. He said he didn't need a briefing every single day.
Right.
He had it all put together. So they brought forward this dossier, showed the Golden Showers routine where he supposedly had gone to Russia and hired prostitutes to urinate on a bed that Barack and Michelle Obama stayed on. It was all bull hockey. It was all put forward by a few of them, and they showed him this and told him these were the kind of things that he would face, even though it was a bogus report. The dossier was a fake from the get-go.
Right.
And so that has been brought forward time and time again, but the news media will not cover it in that regard because they want to try to keep this Russia thing going. Okay, now, Rush Limbaugh did a complete one-hour program debunking this entire dossier routine that they're trying to.
I know, but let me stop you. Let me just jump right in here. You heard me say that. That's the problem. It's all unsubstantiated stuff.
It's not only unsubstantiated, it is fake. It is fake news. It is absolutely bogus. That's why they've got nothing. Look. They figured out the guy that did the shooting out there was a nut job over there in Vegas, right?
Right,
they
right.
did that in less than a week's time. But
yeah.
they've been a year trying to figure out how there was Russian influence, and they haven't figured it out yet because it's non-existent. All Mueller's doing is fishing to try to find an escape thing like they got Scooter Libby on. That's the whole deal in a nutshell. They're trying to find something that they can bring forth some kind of impeachment program if the Democrats are able to retake the House. Now, all of this is bogus, Kate. I'm telling you from the get-go. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I agree with you on this intelligence thing. Yeah. The intelligence thing is ridiculous. Then that's why they keep saying it. That's why it keeps going, because if there's no there there.
You're right.
Then you can't get him.
Look, I'll get off the phone and I'll see you when we do nail the score. But I had to get in on this.
I'm glad you did. Thanks, Dan. All right, so you heard what Dan had to say. I mean, he just called it like, boom, that's it. And that's the problem, is exactly what I said, that they, in a different way, of course, that it's not substantiated. So that started, actually, what people don't realize, some of that is where it started, the fake news thing. It wasn't about everything was fake news. It was about that this specifically was fake news. And every day it kept coming up. And, then now this investigation, which was supposed to take no more than 5 months, has gone on and on and on and on and on. And so that's the scoop with that. I mean, obviously. So this Christopher Steele, if there was anything there, then I agree. Then he needs to testify. But of course, there's no testimony. There's nobody in the news media even can get a comment from him. He's not talking. So there's no way they can use that to nail anyone against the wall. But they're looking to try to do that. So as Dan said, and he's right, who is the scapegoat for it? Who is the scapegoat? In the meantime, while this is happening, the storm that continues to be Russia, among the storms over D.C. There's a question about Tropical Storm Nate and where it's going to show up, that it's going to make landfall on the Gulf Coast by the end of the weekend, and Louisiana could be right in the middle of this thing. It might be a Cat 1. The governor, John Bel Edwards, had this to say about the storm.
We've had a number of threats this hurricane season, and we have been blessed when Harvey went left and Irma went right. That is not what we anticipate out of Nate. So everyone should take this very seriously.
Yeah, then they're saying that, too, because, again, you don't know about certain systems and what the systems could do. You know, they're calling it Tropical Storm Nate, and you look at the spaghetti models, because now we know there's different models that you look at, and it shows that it will start moving northwest off the coast of Honduras, Belize, and Mexico. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. So the potential is it to hit New Orleans on Sunday. That's what it looks like. And they may upgrade it to Hurricane Nate before it hits Louisiana. So that could be a brutal storm for them because they're still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. How powerful it'll be, the exact path, could potentially hit Texas, all of that. There's just a ton of unknowns. And, you know, the National Hurricane Center, of course, is saying if you live in Louisiana along the Gulf Coast and the Florida Panhandle, you have to monitor the storm because the potential for a direct hit is there. But we don't know at this point. It's unclear how powerful and the exact path, except for, as the governor aptly said, a right with one storm, a left with another. Are we going to get, you know, basically, would you get lucky again? And the answer to that is probably not the way these models are looking. And this is brutal because it has been a brutal tropical storm slash hurricane season. It's unbelievable that we've had the named storms that we have had. And it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. Anytime soon. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Las Vegas shooting, some odds and ends from that. I mean, there's nothing but oddness and sickness when it comes to what happened there. But some more specifics as this investigation rolls through, and they're doing, of course, then they should be, a thorough job on trying to nail down on the pieces. So that, and on the lighter side, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A couple of big groups up nominated. Do you care? Come on. We all like the music, right? I'm going to tell you my favorites. It's coming up here on ATN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Boy, we need something lighter, don't we? But in the meantime, quickly, some popcorn shots, if you will, about what's been happening in Las Vegas. First of all, Vegas Strong Baby, use that hashtag, I love it. I used to live in Vegas, and I met some great people. I'm still friendly with a lot of the people that I met in Las Vegas. And one of them I got a chance to interview, and I thought he was so gracious. He and his brother, Andre Agassi, the world-famous tennis player, and there's a spot running now on television that he talks about Las Vegas and Las Vegas being there and talks about the responders and all the great stories that happen of people and their heroism. And then at the end, it's just zooming in on Vegas. And it's a shadowy kind of photo of Vegas, and it says Vegas Strong. And bravo to all of those people, because that's the goodness of humanity, taking out what happened with people and rescuing people and pulling them away and getting them to hospitals. And there are a lot of those stories. But in the meantime, more is coming out as they continue to look into the background of Stephen Paddock and desperately are wanting to put this portrait together, but apparently he fired at an airport fuel tanks, not just one, but several, during the attack, and there were plans perhaps on some other areas to attack in Vegas and outside of Vegas. He scoped out bigger musical festivals, in not just Las Vegas, but also Chicago, and even they think maybe Boston's Fenway Park, before he decided on the Country Music Fans and that show that he picked. He booked hotel rooms, sick and sad, over the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago in August. And the Life is Beautiful show is a big one on the Vegas Strip that happened in late September. And so they've reconstructed, you know, what would have happened. But clearly he aborted those plans if he was going to do that. Investigators also came across mention of Fenway Park. A lot of those details aren't completely flushed out, but there is some thought to that, too. And, you know, we've talked about this, 1,600 rounds of ammunition in his car, fertilizer that could make explosives that would blow the hell out of whatever, 50 pounds of all kinds of nasty, nasty stuff. And so he was serious. He was determined. So the profile is disturbed and dangerous, quite obviously. The arsenal that he assembled, where he was scoping areas out, that kind of thing. And, you know, they're wondering if there, even behavioral experts are saying, did he have some kind of weird brain abnormality? Did he have a terminal illness? Was, you know, anything, whatever it is. Was he just a whack job? What was it? The weekend before he massacred all those innocent people, he rented a room through Airbnb at condominiums in downtown Las Vegas. He stayed there during a music festival that included Lord and Chance the Rapper and some others, and who knows what, you know, who knows what that was about. But renting the condo was curious because he's a high roller guy. He would have gotten a free room, an incredible room at any one of the casinos. And then he booked a room at Chicago's 21-story Blackstone Hotel. It overlooked the park where the Lollapalooza Alternative Music Festival was being held. But no evidence that he stayed there. So some of this they're still trying to figure out. But that's huge. Thousands of music fans go to Grand Park. And there are other possibilities of what could have happened, but didn't happen. And instead, it was the Mandalay Bay and that country music festival, that Harvest deal, instead, where he aimed his sights, sadly. And then the discussion is what we talked about on what the NRA is even saying, open to, you know, the NRA and the Republicans are saying they're open to bump stock regulations, you know, because of what happened in Vegas. Certainly there are calls for that. And right away that was announced by the NRA, NRA saying, releasing a statement anyway, that they should be subjected to additional regulations because the bump stocks, as many of you know, are fastened to the butt end of a semi-automatic rifle. It typically fires just one round per each pull of the trigger, but the bump stock allows the rifle to slide back and forth against the shooter's trigger finger and under the force of the shot's kickback, and it's a more rapid release. And that's one of the things that certainly happened and what they discovered at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas on Sunday night. So that's one of the discussions happening. What could be done? Here's something that could be done. And then there's stories. I said there was amazing stories of bravery and what people did to help other people, even risking their own life to pull somebody away, try to get them away from harm's way. And then there's stories about, and I thought about this immediately, the people in the hotel and what was going on and what they heard, because they don't know. You could think there's an active shooter going room to room. Who knows? What one thing that did happen is there was a guy who was there, who was in his room, and he was watching TV, and he was hanging out watching basic cable, whatever it is. And so he remembers he thought there was a party or a fight because he heard all this noise, and then he heard a knock on the door. He opened it. A guy in his 20s said there's a shooter, then ran down the hallway. Then a crowd of people came running in, and he said he was behind the door. And next thing you knew, he decided, I'm going to let these 18 people in my room. So he let people in his room, and his room was at the Tropicana. It wasn't in the Mandalay Bay, but they had left and tried to get as far as they could from the Harvest Festival when Stephen Paddock was opening fire and killed, 58 people and wounded close to 500. So there are stories like that about people opening hotel rooms to let other people in because they're hysterical. They don't know what's going on. They know that they're running for their lives. And this story has been repeated a couple of different times where they were able to hide, to feel like they were safe when the bullets kept raining down. Because remember, that was an 11-minute process. About 11 minutes he was firing. And it was the unknown. Where is it coming from? How do we stop it? We can't stop it. Absolutely insane. All right, let's turn to something lighter. And it has to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was there, gosh, I guess about a year ago. I mentioned it was pretty cool. It was I thought it would be neat, but hardly anyone was in the museum, so I got to spend time myself looking at all the old memorabilia and whatnot. And it was cool. They even had memorabilia of some of these groups that are being nominated. There's 19 different nominees, including the Moody Blues. Check them out.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
If we move and fade from the Moody Blues, we can swing into another group that I think was pretty creative, especially if from the 90s, the early 90s, and probably maybe late 80s, the Eurythmics. Remember this sound? Sing it, Annie Lennox. So the Eurythmics, also, since I'm from Jersey and some of you are from Jersey, nothing like a Bon Jovi concert. I've been to tons of them. Here's a little slice of Bon Jovi. So Bon Jovi, Eurythmics, Moody Blues, but they're not the only ones. Kate Bush, The Cars, Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, Jay Giles Band, Judas Priest, LL Cool J, MC5, The Meters, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Nina Simone, who had a beautiful voice, jazzy voice, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Link Ray and the Zombies, also on the list. To be eligible for a nomination, the individual singer or band, they have had to release their first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of induction, which means the 2018 nominees had to release their first official recording no later than 1992. Wow, pretty interesting. See who they pick. Music is a good way to soothe what ails the soul, that's for sure. A lot of people playing a lot of tunes lately. Yeah, the score coming up next.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. And how about that Patriot Buccaneer game? Oh, so close, wasn't it? The Patriots fending off the Bucs in the end, but they won. So, you know, hey, they walked away with the win in their back pocket. It's been a very strange football season, to say the least. As we dive into Nail the Score, let's hit up what I think is maybe the best game of the week. We used to have a machine that picked the game for us, but the machine was broken and we still haven't gotten it fixed. So the game of the week is the Packers and the Cowboys. It is an afternoon game. It kicks at 4:25 Eastern. It's out at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, or AKA Jerry World. And the Dallas Cowboys are favored, but only by 2. I think this is going to be a really tight, close game. Hint, hint. So for anybody who wants to try to level a guess, you don't have to know anything about football. You just tell me who you think is going to win, the Packers or the Cowboys, and what you think the final score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. There are obvious advantages to both teams, and the Cowboys coming off of that loss to the Rams last week are fired up, to say the least. What kind of game is it going to be for Ezekiel Elliott? What kind of game is it going to be for the Green Bay Packers defense? I think it's going to be a really close one, I'll tell you that. I'll give you my guess in a moment. But first, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Pete, listening to us in the great state of Texas. He's out of the bunker. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
I'm thinking 28
24, Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be a tight game, isn't it?
It's going to be real close. They're
mad. It is going
to cut beat.
It isn't. Think about last year. I mean, the Cowboys would have, could have almost beat the Packers. And there's, and yes, there are differences in the team a little bit here and there, but still there is those feelings running through the Cowboys.
They have got home field advantage. I think that's going to be a big possibility with them right there.
Right. I do, too, especially after last week and not taking advantage of that. I think there's an extra little gear there that could make a difference. But 4 points isn't a lot. Pete, thanks. So Pete thinks it'll be close, and I frankly agree with that. Aaron Rodgers, he is one unbelievable quarterback, let me tell you that. So you cannot take Aaron Rodgers lightly and just dismiss it, because he certainly has beaten the Cowboys at their stadium. We saw that before. We've seen that show before. He plays to the bitter end, but so is Dak Prescott. He's that same kind of quarterback. That makes it exciting, the fact that you got both of them, you know, that are battlers like that. Not that other quarterbacks aren't trying to play to the end of the game, but they really have it. They have that extra gear that I'm talking about that's hard to describe, but this is going to be a really, really good game. And I do think it is one of the best games on the board, period. The Packers and the Cowboys in a playoff shootout in January that people are still talking about. And here we go again. Here we go again as to what could happen, what they're fueled by. Let's go to Sharon, who's listening to us in Maine, or maybe not because she's on her way somewhere, I think. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you still in Maine?
Max Demma. Okay.
Someplace else, huh? Yes, we're kind of hearing you. Well, who do you think's going to win, Green Bay or the Cowboys?
Cowboys,
what's the score?
Lost her.
Oh, we lost you. Sharon, if you call back in, we'll make sure Andy will grab the score from you. I think someone was trying to interrupt your nail the score. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you think?
My Green Bay Packers will win it 34-27. Over the No Boys.
34. 34-27. And, of course, we saw what happened last year, like I said, and
that's
how Aaron Rodgers did. Yeah. I think it's to their advantage. I think that's their edge. 34-27, Dan says, the Packers. And I'll tell you, if we look at it now, Dallas is 2-2. And the Cowboys lost to Los Angeles. It does kind of take a little bit of the hype out of the machine. They look a little less than when they won 11 straight games a year ago and won the NFC East title. But I think some of that is that Ezekiel Elliott isn't as effective on the field as he has been. And, of course, there is the possibility of the 6-game suspension that hangs over his head. He's rushed for 277 yards and only 3.6 per carry. If you were to look at his stats a year ago, he was getting close to 500, at this point getting close to 500 yards and 4.4 carry. That makes a little bit of a big difference there, but I wouldn't stomp this fire out just yet. I think that they have to slow Rodgers down if they're going to beat Rodgers. All right, so my guess is Green Bay. I think Green Bay wins this, and I think, just like Dan, I think the score is going to be 38-34. So I think we're going to see actually a bit of a shootout, and it's going to be close, but I think Green Bay wins it. Let's see what Andy, the Nostradamus of football, says. So, Andy, what do you think happens, Green Bay or the Cowboys?
Green Bay, 32-27.
All right, Andy has spoken. We'll see if you're right, Andy. By the way, there was some controversy in football. I want you to hear this. Here's what happened. There was a female reporter that asked Cam Newton about some running routes after a game, and he had a snarky comment to say to her about a female asking him that question, and of course people just blasted him out of the water. A lot of sponsors pulled away from him, etc. And this has just been a handful of days. So today he has two daughters of his own. Here's what he had to say.
After careful thought, I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. And to be honest, that was not my intention. And if you are a person who took offense to what I said, I sincerely apologize to you. I'm a man who tries to be a positive role model in my community and tries to use my platform to inspire others. And I'll take ownership to everything that comes with that. And what I did was extremely unacceptable.
All right, and so to reemphasize it, it wasn't right after the game. It was after practice where he was asked by a female reporter specifically about routes, Jordan Rodrigue, and he made a remark about, you know, hey, a female asking me this question. So he said, you know, before he answered the question, what he said was, it was funny to hear a female talk about routes, or routes, to talk about routes. And she tweeted out, I don't think it's funny to be a female and talk about routes. I think it's my job. That's what she said. So then, you know, then she asked the quarterback if he really didn't think a female could understand it. And he said she wasn't really seeing the specific, you know, routes when watching the game. She was just seeing somebody was open. She argued that he didn't know what she saw or how hard she had studied football, and then maybe the two of them need to have a deeper conversation. He said, and then that's when he said maybe he should have said it was funny to hear reporters talk about it and if she did actually know them or not or whatever. And so then that was that. And you know, this is somebody who works for the Observer in Charlotte, so there was a lot of wild aftermath, and that was his apology. I hope somebody nails the score. I know some of you are sending it to me through the miracle of the Internet, the email, of course, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you're in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. See ya.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.